My name na Alhaji Honorable Ibrahim Kemong Sisi. My fellow Sierra Leoneans in general and comrade Epicians in particular, as we stand on the cusp of a new year, in other words, transition from 2023 to 2024, I bring you all greetings in the name of peace. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the Lord and peace be with you, fellow Sierra Leoneans. Today, I want to speak to very specific, unique, and very serious concepts of country and we emblem and the truth of this country, which is unity, freedom, and justice. Fellow Sierra Leoneans, I want for you all work together, shoulder to shoulder, as one people of the same country in pursuit of unity for Mama Salon. Unity is the bedrock of development for any country. And we all, as a people of the same nation, have an obligation for work towards as a team for unite. That said, I dey bring una back for reminding us more about the previous turbulent, disturbing, distressing, painful past years, where we all, regardless of who that you be, we say, come on, don't suffer one way or the other. And I want for begin for, first of all, to the one them who lost their lives during these difficult times, these difficult years. Let Almighty Allah, sorry for them, forgive their sins, and grant them Arjana, up to Arjana to Fidaus. For the one they wore these turbulent, stressful, difficult years, left with distress, ailments, pain, trauma, handicap, disability, and constraints in terms of living, daily living, let Almighty Allah make it easy for we all. For the one then, those of us who God left in good spirits, freedom, and health, let we all tell Almighty Allah thank you for the opportunity and grace for let us see how they can meet we in these conditions. Now, that said, fellow Sierra Leoneans, I want let we all collectively pursue unity as it is the bedrock foundation for development and progress. And if we achieve peace, there is obviously a correlation to freedom. To me, freedom means the ability for able to pursue you desire and express your feelings or opinions without fear. Again, freedom not only means the absence of constraints such as arrest, detention, molestation, beating, bullying, but it also means the presence of justice. Meanwhile, we must also collectively, as a people of the same country, pursue justice, inclusive of all men, that is to say, administration, opposition, standers by, supporters, onlookers, everybody, for pursue justice, meaning we all for be same in the eyes of the law. Let there be no different justice for person to person. And if that is done, I believe they may say, and I think God just felt that Salon is become a peaceful, progressive, and developmentally oriented country. Again, now, to me fellow Epicians, in particular, I speak to three issues. One will say, Plenty go anticipate, say, Alhaji Honorable Ibrahim Kemosisi must speak to if he talk to the public. That is one. The recently events will happen on the 26th of November 2023. Number two, the issue of the tripartite committee born from the communique and the dialogue. And number three, the intra-party activities of the APC party will get for do with the current affairs of the party. Let's begin with number one. On the issue of the events of 26th of November 2023, I will disappoint you now. This is how. I do not have jurisdiction and not get the ability, the experience, the know-how for determining a threshold for refer to those events as a coup or not a coup. Meanwhile, I never be a security officer and I don't have interest in being one. But that said, let me also remind we all say, when this situation happened, competent authorities in the persons of military security officers, police security officers, then tell we say that was not a coup. Emphatically, now, if after some time there were arrests, there were killings, and then come back and tell we say that's now a coup, it's up to them, we're looking up to them. Forgive us clarity as to what they mean, what brought about the transition from not a coup to being a coup. We're interested. And on that note, I want to tell you, I say, I'm not able to talk because I don't get the competent experience for talk about that. I wish it were like parliamentary activities or cabinet activities. I will speak to them. That said, let us all pay attention, patient, and look forward to the outcome of these investigations. I therefore want to condemn, absolutely condemn entirely the activities will take place on the 26th of November 2023. Sorry. The last and most important to me, fellow APCians, has to do with the intra-party activities of the APC party. Now, again, let me speak to the issue of the tripartite committee outcome. I want to emphasize, I believe, the APC, the June 24, 2023 elections are still not yet over. And they'll never be over until they are over. That said, I hold view, the opinion, and the concrete informed thinking that Dr. Samura Matthew Wilson Kamara still remains the flag bearer, presidential candidate of the APC party for the continuing 24 June 2023 elections will still be gone by way of tripartite committee investigation into the 24th June 2023 elections. In the circumstance, we only look forward to then people that they come out with logical conclusions and recommendations that are implementable and actionable so that we all as Reliance go benefit from their genuine efforts and legal recommendations and objective recommendations for benefit Salunians. That said, I want to encourage you all, let us be patient and pray for them. Let God help them and guide them in their activities for them to come out with acceptable recommendations for all of us put together without favor, bias, or injustice and any influence from anybody. Also, I want to let you know, say, within the party, are there small shimu activities regarding the leadership of the party. There are different schools of thought in the APC party, which I have respect for. All may have a right to your opinion, their own subjective point of view. But let us all stick ourselves into the weapon of truth. Let's be talking true, because truth is the companion of survival. If you don't talk the truth, believe you me, you will be talking everywhere, anytime, any point, freely, without stammering, without caution, because it is flow. But once you want to interpolate the truth from lies, you have a problem in explaining the thing. Therefore, let all Ephesians believe in the truth, weapon of truth, and stick to the reality, which is for now, the fact is that Samura Kamara cannot be removed from the position of leader and presidential candidate as long as the 24th June 2023 elections are ongoing. Yes, Some people are saying 27th December for Pulang. It is not okay. It is not the truth. It is not the right thing to do. So let's forget about that, please. Because you know what? When you mistake, you enforce that one. You remove Saburo Kamara, 27th June or whatever, for becoming a flag bearer. What you have done legally, logically, is that you don't concede to defeat. Say, Saburo Kamara APC lost the 24th June 2023 elections. And if that's the case, you are directly and even indirectly, in fact, particularly directly, undermining the very APC party where you say you belong. And let me tell you something that you guys don't have to underestimate. This Paopa regime administration have an objective with them bent on pursuing fervently, which is to put APC party into extinction. I hope we don't want that to happen. If it happens, it means Sierra Leone is doomed. Sierra Leone is finished. The country is upside down. So I know that you know that, and everybody knows that, SAP knows that, there is no way on the face of the earth they can be able to put APC into extinction. Now, again, to us APCians, we all get to different interests, different ambitions, different favors, different likes and dislikes. It's okay. We all are politicians, and we all have rights to be ambitious. But again, equally so, we all have responsibilities to be cautiously ambitious. So let's be cautious in this game. Let us don't begin to think about removing Dr. Samura Matthew Wilson Kamara from being a leader of a party, haven't not lost the elections yet. Please, again, I want us to know that in February this year, we're going to Makini, and then Samura Kamara, by Allah in grace, came out to be the presidential candidate and flag bearer leader of the APC party. I want we all, for let we know say, na Allah, na he Allah and they for happen. Not to nobody in effort to, if God not be angry, it not go happen. Now, na God na angry. And they appeal to all, let we all believe and accept, say, the same Allah who put and they, na him for be the only person who put and they. It is said in the Quran, Allahu malikul mulk, tuti mulka limantasha, watanzilu mulka limantasha, biyadikal mulk, wa huwa kulu shayin kadi. This means in Islam, in Arabic, to say, Almighty Allah is the King of Kings. Na in no more get power for crown another king, and na in no more get power for remove another king. To him, the Almighty Allah, rests the divine authority of the heaven and earth. And Naturam, we all for depend to forget power or lost power. With those words, I want to encourage you all to say, not to Samara put his defender, not to nobody put his defender, Almighty Allah put on the, let Allah for pull on the, as for like this time, for let, we begin contest for Andy. In a political party, there must be a clean contest or competition, not to fight, not to proper fight. It is about who can win for the APC party, not important. Not to who that wants to win. Therefore, I beg to now, let us not do that again. Let us just leave this thing, let go until we conclude the tripartite investigation. Then we think about the way forward. For now, it is Samura Kamara by God in grace, and a big old man. All of us are ambitious, I'm also equally ambitious, but let that be the case. On that note, fellow Ephesians, let God Almighty Allah help you all for work together as a team, within and without the party, in pursuit of peace, unity, development for this country, and we will succeed. I believe that, I have the concrete belief that Almighty Allah go make the truth triumph, which is that the all win the election, who is Dr. Samura Matthew Wilson Kamara, could become the president of Sierra Leone, and then all man, including the SAPP, all man, go benefit from that justice will prevail. I want to tell you, thank you. God bless you all. Compliments of the season. Happy, happy new year, and blessed more new years to come to all of us. I thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum.